something else that Richard was going to read the reading. I wasn't prepared for that. These are my visual aids coming up now. But while they're doing that, can I just ask you, the rest of you who are left, that is, has anybody heard of Sister Bernadette of Beauvais? No. Well, now, Sister Bernadette of Beauvais, her healing miracle at Lourdes has just been ratified as number 90 that has been ratified by the Catholic Church. And she was on they interviewed her this morning on the radio. A wonderful, wonderful nun who is in a convent in the north of France and had gone down to Lourdes in a sort of steel-type corset because she's got spine problems, and also in leg braces because problems with her legs. And Jesus healed her. But it was interesting, they asked her how it happened. She said she was in communion and she felt Jesus' presence there. And she said, I started to pray really hard, and I thought she was going to say, for myself. And she didn't. She said, I was praying really hard for the people around me. Wasn't that lovely? And God healed her. And it's taken 10 years for that to be ratified officially by the Catholic Church through their ratification procedure. Sister Bernadette of Beauvais. Healed by God. In the reading we heard that some Greeks who had gone up to the feast came to Philip, one of Jesus' disciples, and said, Sir, we want to see Jesus. Philip wasn't sure what to do, so he goes one step up the pecking order and speaks to Andrew, who you will remember is, or was, who was Andrew? It's going to be a long, hard morning. Who was Andrew? He was a disciple, and what else can you tell me about Andrew? He was Peter's brother. Thank you, Peter. Andrew was Peter's brother. Yes, so it's moving up more to the inner circle now. So Philip wasn't sure what to do about this request. So he goes and sees Andrew. And Andrew, he knows what to do because he knows that Jesus doesn't turn anyone away. So they take these Greeks to see Jesus. Here, behind me, are my Jesuses. What kind of Jesus do you think that those Greeks wanted to see? What kind of Jesus were they looking for, do you think? And to help, you're going to tell me some of the things that Jesus did. So, what things did Jesus do? Give me one suggestion, please. He performed miracles. Excellent. And you'll remember that some of the miracles, there would have been changing water into wine at that wedding at Cana in Galilee, calming the storm on the lake, and so on. So yes, we know, Jesus performed miracles. Perhaps it was a miraculous Jesus they were looking for. What other things did Jesus do? He healed people. He certainly did. Perhaps they were looking for a healing Jesus, do you think? And there's a lot of events that we have recorded in the Bible about Jesus healing people, isn't there? You know, they could have been thinking perhaps they were present when Bartimaeus was healed, do you remember, by the roadside, blind Bartimaeus. Perhaps they were in the crowd and saw what happened. Perhaps they were present when that paralysed man was lowered through the roof of the house to be lowered at Jesus' feet so that Jesus could heal him. though he healed people, he performed miracles. What else did Jesus do? He was a teacher. Oh, we got that one. Excellent. He taught people again. You know, the Bible tells us that that the crowds were amazed at his teaching. So Jesus was a very good teacher. And you remember some of the visual aids that he used. Otherwise that we would know as what? So he's walking through a cornfield with his disciples, and what does he use, do you think? He would use the corn. Or you'd see a farmer sowing seed on the hillside, and he would say, do you know, the kingdom of God's rather like that farmer sowing seed. So the parables he would use as teaching. So he's a great teacher. So perhaps it was teaching they were looking for. Perhaps they want, because being Greeks, they're interested in knowledge and intellectual things. Teaching is a good thing. What else does Jesus do, can you tell me? He was
feeding, getting food.
Very good. There's always one person you get, you know. I'm going to say that's a miracle. Of course you're right, because he did that. No, what else have we got? We're talking about teaching, we're talking about miracle working, we're talking about healing. Well, it could be, you think, there might be one, two, at least another three. He what? Oh, casting out demons. Well, I'm going to put that as healing as well. That's fine, Peter. Of course he did. He what? He prayed. He did pray. Oh, that's actually a very good one. And I could have put that down. But the problem is now, you can begin to see there's a lot of things, aren't there? You know, and we'd have people stretched all the way around, the things that Jesus did. Were the Greeks looking for someone who prayed? Or perhaps they were looking for somebody else. A preacher. What about preaching? Remember the Sermon on the Mount? Great preacher. Great teacher. Miracle worker. Healer. What else have we got? Some of the other things do you think of? Sorry? Ah. Yes. Friend. I'm going to change that slightly and talk about caring. How about caring? Oh, good. Oh, that's a relief. Caring or compassion. Caring or compassion. You know, he did some things out of compassion. What's the shortest sentence in the Bible? Certainly in the New Testament, anyway. Thank you. Jesus wept. Do you remember the occasion that was? It's the death of Lazarus and the grieving of Martha and Mary, and Jesus had delayed, you remember, going to help, and Lazarus had died, and they're grieving, and it says Jesus wept for them, the caring nature. Perhaps it was the caring side of things that they were looking for. I'm going to ask Julie to come up. See, what sort of Jesus are we looking for, along with those Greeks? Remember that Julie and Richard and Alfie and Annabelle are part of our church family here, and they've had a horrible, horrible time. I'm going to ask Julie to share a little bit about that and what has happened.
In the summer of 2016, out of the blue, came as a complete surprise. Annabelle disclosed to somebody at school that she had an eating disorder. So it began with that, but it kind of rapidly changed into more than that, because actually we hadn't really realised that she had got quite a serious anxiety disorder, and that was also linked to depression. And so she, at the worst point, she took two overdoses. So that resulted in her going into a hospital for young people with mental health problems. So she missed the whole of her first year of A-levels. She went into the hospital and all of her musical activities, which she'd been very involved in, completely stopped. She kind of went back to being like a child. So when she came home on home visits to us, she would want to play board games and she'd want to feed the squirrels in the park and things like that. So it's very difficult to see this, almost like her life was like a pile of rubble. That's how I would kind of explain it. And then, so last summer, she'd come home from the hospital for good, and we went on holiday to Devon. And we arrived, and in the town centre in Brixham, there was a banner advertising a community church. So I thought, I really felt like going to it. And I thought, well, nobody knows us here. I just feel like going somewhere and just being anonymous. So Richard and I were the only two who were up for it. So we walked to this church. It was held in a school. And we got there, and people were very friendly, but nobody knew us. So we sat down, and service got started. And I just really felt, I was just looking for something, I don't really know what. And partway through, a lady stood up and she said, I have a word from the Lord. And I thought, well, I'm used to this because we've been to a free church. We were members of a free church for a long time. And I thought, oh, you know, this always happens at free churches. And then she said, the picture is of a very fine vase or pot, and it's made of very translucent thin material, and the light sort of passes right through it. And at that point I thought, well, that definitely did actually say something to me, because when Annabelle was a baby and when she was little, my mum always used to say, you can just see right through her, she had thin skin, it's so pale and she's so delicate. She was always very little and a bit fragile looking. And then the lady said, and what God is saying to me is, actually, in this picture, the vessel is broken into just so many pieces, and you can't possibly know how to start to put it back together. And Richard can be rather cynical, and I looked at him, because I was thinking, well, this is, to me, this is talking of Annabelle. And he stood there, and he said to me, that's Annabelle. And I kind of thought, yeah, I feel it is. And then the lady went on and said that what God is saying to her through that picture is that only God can put all of the pieces back into their order, into the right place and at the right pace. Because as Annabelle's parents, what we had really, and still even now, you know, really want to do is to make it all go back into place immediately, quickly. And we can't do that. So we have to just leave it and allow God to do that. And so ever since then, through all of the different therapy sessions and things I've been at with Annabelle, where people have been very worried about her and discussing her progress, I have just felt, well, at least I know I can just do my bit, but leave it in God's hands. So that was the prophecy.
Julie, thank you very much, and thank you so much for sharing really painful episodes in their lives. That's lovely. And what a beautiful picture to be given by a complete stranger, not knowing about them and so on, that God will put that fine vase back together again in his time and in his way. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you. A God who cares. I'm going to ask my helpers who have turned round to go and sit down, please. Thank you very much. Yes, please. And we are left with one. It was none of those things that when Jesus was made aware of these Greeks who said they wanted to see him, not the caring Jesus or the healing Jesus or the teaching or preaching Jesus, but the one that Jesus actually then presented to them and talked to them about was a very different Jesus, but it's one which you know. Jane, would you mind turning around? It was a dying Jesus, the Jesus who is going to die on the cross. For them, that's the Greeks, and for all the rest of the world. Sir, we want to see Jesus, was the request of those Greeks. And actually it's something which we echo in our own hearts as well. We want to see Jesus. What sort of Jesus? Well, that might vary a little bit according to our circumstances. But ultimately, all of us are affected and saved by the dying Jesus. Thank you very much, Jamie. Let's just bow our heads in prayer. So loving Heavenly Father, thank you for who you are, for all you are to us, for the way that you act in our lives, for your love and your goodness which holds us through all things and all circumstances. Thank you, Lord. Help us to draw ever closer to you. And to rejoice in your presence in our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.